This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams, in for Lester Graham. The hefty farm bill passed in both houses of Congress yesterday. Mark Brush has more on that.
President Bush has promised to get out his big old veto stamp. Some environmentalists might just cheer that veto. Michelle Perez is with the Environmental Working Group. She says the farm bill doesn't do enough for conservation and is loaded with cash giveaways funded by taxpayers each year.
All you have to be is a wealthy landowner who does not do a day of farming, and you can continue to receive about $80,000.
Perez says these and other egregious subsidies need to stop. And surprisingly, President Bush agrees with this environmentalist.
If there is a veto, the president might be facing an override from Congress. If you're a big corporation, you can be sure that bloggers are keeping their eyes on you. Recently, there was a blog storm about Dell shipping a tiny little flash drive in a giant box. Dell quickly blogged back, saying they were sorry and they won't do it again. Matthew Wieland is the managing editor of greenbiz.com. He says bloggers can sometimes get faster responses from companies.
There's certainly something to be said for the idea that these aren't activists. These are just everyday people who, in the Dell case, got a stupidly large box for a very small product.
Wieland says more people are calling companies out when they see something they think is wasteful. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Adam Werbeck is a guy a lot of environmentalists love to hate. They didn't always hate him. He used to be president of the Sierra Club. But then he decided to work with Walmart. He's been advising Walmart on ways to improve their environmental practices. So, Adam, when you first started working with Walmart, what happened to your reputation?
My reputation? Well, I don't know. Your reputation doesn't serve you very much, as far as I'm concerned. I guess mine has suffered, at least among people who are kind of dyed-in-the-wool green folks, largely because that a large number of them believe that Walmart is just evil. Now, I've fortunately had the opportunity to work really closely with the company, so I have a different feeling. But yeah, I don't spend a lot of time worrying what people think about me. I'm completely focused on what is the most important thing I can do for the planet.
So you're trying to get people to change companies by working within the system, by being shoppers. Can you win over the environmentalists who don't like being labeled as consumers?
The truth is, I hate the word consumer, too. I use it because I'm trying to draw a line and have people accept the fact that that is what we are. We go out and we consume. We don't live in an agrarian society as much as we used to. We don't go and hunt animals. We don't do that. What we do is the way we get the goods that we want is we go and we go to a store and we become shoppers and then we become consumers and eat those things and buy those things. So if we're going to do that, let's just accept and use the terminology that the rest of the world uses and start understanding how we decode it and use that as a force for change. A force for good, as opposed to trying to reject the whole class of words and try to invent our own. That's a great strategy for being a 5% movement, but I want to be a majority movement. I want to be over 50% of the public. And to do that, we can't spend all of our time trying to be independent and different. We actually have to accept that that the mainstream needs to get involved with this, and we need to invite them in with words that they understand.
Adam Werbeck is the global CEO of Saatchi & Saatchi S. That's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.
Support comes from the Nature Conservancy, working to protect nature and preserve life worldwide. For Michigan and Great Lakes information, nature.org/Michigan. The Joyce Foundation, the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, and the Consumers Energy Foundation. The Environment Report is produced at the University of Michigan.